Clienteling Unveiled, where we dive into the world of clienteling and explore strategies to enhance the customer experience.
Hello, and welcome to Clienteling Unveiled. I'm your host, Alexis, and on today's podcast, we will be talking about quick tips to improve your sales game. We have a special guest joining us, Nico Alfonso, who is an account executive for BSPK. Welcome, Nico. Thank you for talking with us on the art of retail sales.
Thanks for having me, Alexis. I'm excited to be here.
Nico, as a seasoned sales professional, what would you say are the top three key steps to becoming an awesome salesperson in retail?
When it comes to becoming a great salesperson in retail, I would say the top three key steps are: first, understanding your product inside and out. Second, providing exceptional customer service to build trust and loyalty. And third, following up before and after the sale to maintain the relationship and ensure customer satisfaction. Sales is all about relationships, so it's important to take steps to build and nurture those relationships over time.
Thanks, Nico. Why is it important for retail salespeople to understand the products they are selling?
Understanding the products allows salespeople to provide accurate information to customers, make tailored recommendations, and address any questions or concerns they may have. You have to know exactly what you are selling and the story behind it.
That makes sense. I like how you suggest to understand the story behind the brand. What about customer service? How can retail salespeople provide an exceptional customer service experience?
Customer service is not a hard task. If you treat each customer as a friend, it becomes fun. We can provide exceptional customer service by greeting customers warmly, actively listening to their needs, offering assistance without being pushy, and going above and beyond to exceed their expectations. Customer service is more reactive and is helping with issues or concerns.
I agree. Customer service can be enjoyable if you build a friendship with your customers. So why is it important for salespeople to follow up with customers before and after a sale?
Great question. I think this is one of the most important tasks in sales. Following up before a sale keeps the product or service top of mind with potential customers, while following up after a sale ensures customer satisfaction, addresses any concerns, and encourages repeat business. We call this proactive follow-up clienteling.
So clienteling is a proactive approach to reaching out to customers. I can see how that is important for sales.
Absolutely. Following up is crucial. Without it, a potential sale may never progress. Collecting customer information and assuring them that you'll only use it to address their concerns can build trust and encourage them to share. Remember, every customer who walks in is interested in what you have to offer. Your role is to help them see if it's a good fit.
Those are fantastic tips, Nico. Are there any other tips you would advise for salespeople?
Yes, Alexis. One additional tip is to focus on building relationships with customers. By establishing trust and rapport, you can create long-lasting connections that lead to repeat business and customer loyalty. Sales is not an easy job, and it's hard to stay motivated, so talk with your colleagues and support each other.
That's great advice, Nico. Thank you for sharing your insights with us. Join us next time on Clienteling Unveiled for more strategies for success in retail sales. In the meantime, check out our blog on bspk.com for a more detailed article on the art of selling. Thanks again.